Are you there, Kathy?
Hi, Dr. Sherman. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a question about low cortisol. I did one of your dried urine tests. And I came back that my second morning cortisol was flagged as low at 9.7.
Mm-hmm.
And the range is 15.5 to 108. And I'm wondering if I took, like, pregnenolone or DHEA, would that help bring that up?
Was it just that one 4-hour test that was low?
Just that one part of the cortisol?
Yeah.
It,
normally it's checked, you know, every 4 hours, four times a day.
Right. Well, the first morning was 13.3. The second morning was 9.7. Afternoon was 17.5. And night was 1.9. So I don't think those are real high numbers.
Yeah. Well, you know, Kathy, you might... I don't think you would necessarily need to go on cortisol, but if you typically have low adrenal function throughout the day, one product that I really like called Cortrex is a combination adrenal support. It's got an adrenal glandular and, you know, other things that the adrenals need, including pantothenic acid and vitamin C. So what I have found with that product is it gradually helps build up the adrenal reserve, so you're more able to tolerate stress. And, I mean, we're all stressed, of course, so being able to deal with the stress is the real key, because we're all dealing with both external and internal. So, but normally, yeah, early morning at 8 a.m. should be your highest cortisol reading.
And I have really, I do feel tired, like I don't have a lot of energy in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so this kind of fits with it. How much of that Cortex, who makes that Cortex?
It's made by Thorne Research, Thorne. Which is a professional line. We do carry that in the dispensary, so you could get it there. But I have found that really helpful. It does take time to sort of rebuild your overall adrenal function. Now, by doing the urine test, sometimes you can tell from the results how much reserve you actually have and compare that to your total cortisol and cortisone levels. Cortisone, just for other folks listening, is sort of the reserve area of your body's need for cortisol. So as you become stressed or you're fighting bears and tigers some days, that cortisone breaks down into cortisol, and that's what your body uses to run away or fight the tigers and bears. So, but the Cortrex really helps to rebuild that up, so you have more endurance.
And how many times a day should I just take one in the morning, or what do you recommend?
Yeah, you could try it out slowly. I typically do like two in the morning and then one at noon, over, you know, 3 to 6 months, that usually really helps to rebuild things and helps your stress levels and sleep and everything that gets coordinated by the adrenal glands.
Okay. And so you don't recommend taking DHEA? My DHEA was flagged as low as well. So you don't recommend that maybe that might help it?
Well, it could definitely help. It's a separate hormone, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So DHEA would be useful. For women, I would start slow, because some women react to the DHEA causing either acne or facial hair, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's kind of, I see Dr. Russell there, and that was one of the reasons we decided to hold off on that.
Uh-huh.
Because I had a reaction to the testosterone that way. But my DHEA came back at 66, I think. So that's
Yeah, that is pretty low.
Yeah, so would that help if I went ahead and boosted that?
I would. If you were my patient, I probably would do that. I think Dr. Russell would also do that. But again, I would probably start at only like 5 or 10 milligrams. And,
okay.
And
can you do that in tablet form?
Yes, you can do it in, well, there's different forms. Some practitioners will use DHEA in a cream. Typically, it takes a lot more, but you can also do it sublingually or a liquid. The trick is bypassing the liver so the liver doesn't break it down quickly, and you know you can get more exposure to the receptor sites by doing it that way, either as a cream or sublingually. So
10 milligrams in a tablet, if I swallow it, I'm not going to get that because it has to go through the liver, right?
Right, yeah. It typically just goes right out your body, and you don't take advantage of it, really.
I won't get any of it then?
You might get a little bit, but it's just not the most efficient way of taking it, yeah. There are sublingual tablets that dissolve under your tongue, and that's also a good way.
I just have one more question.
Sure.
I have a hard time sleeping, and I'm finding I'm prescribed 100. I know I have to go back and see Dr. Russell, but I just was in there, so I'm kind of waiting. But 100 milligrams of oral progesterone doesn't really put me to sleep like 200. Is that going to mess me up because I'm on, you know, is that going to do anything to how, I'm on biased as well. Is that kind of dangerous to do it that way or is it okay?
You could do, I would say 200 would be probably the max. And when women do that much the night before, yeah, it definitely does help with sleep, taking it orally, but you can feel a lot more groggy the next day also.
Mm-hmm.
So I would probably ask Dr. Russell about the best dose for you. If it is helping sleep partially, then, yeah, you could likely increase it and just see if it works well. And you can just take whatever you need without taking too much beyond that. But progesterone, when you look at the whole hormone cascade, it typically helps support the adrenal function also. So that might be helpful for you. And
Taking it orally helps.
Either way. Either way, yeah. It can help build up, you know, more cortisol and cortisone and help support the adrenals. So.
Okay. But you highly recommend that Cortrex as a good.
I do like that, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of different adrenal products. Some you can use to sort of suppress the adrenals, especially if it's, you know, producing high amounts later in the day, keeping you awake that way. But yeah, in general, that's a product that I typically use for that.
Would B5 help in the morning help me at all?
It would, yeah. Pantothenic acid does help with that. Yeah, some people notice that right away by taking, you know, 500 milligrams of pantothenic acid. It really boosts your energy.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, thank you very much for your help.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Kathy.
Okay. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.